tachlis of this vad is to learn how to learn a sefer musa. Mashgiach, Tzadik Kol Shivroch, used to say, in the old days, Kabbalah was called Chochmas HaNistar, something which is Nistar, and people didn't know. Today, there's all sorts of shiurim in Kabbalah for beginners, and whether it's really a shiur in Kabbalah, azay yesh la'ayin, but al kolponim. I saw today somebody showed me even a translation of into English of Nefesh HaChayim, Yonza Zachem, Yonza Marochas, about some of the deepest Yesoidus of Kabbalah. Kabbalah Nitzan. Tremendous sakonas in these things. But Al Koponim, Mashiach used to say that today Chochmas HaNistar is Musa. Because very few people know how to learn Musa. So the point of this vad is to take a sefer b'meshech the year, to go through it and to try and show you how one should learn a sefer musa. There are two things be'etzem, two difficulties learning a sefer musa, at least two difficulties. Reb Chatzkel Levenstein writes in a shmuz, he didn't write it, he said the shmuz, they wrote up his shmuz, but in Oy Cheskel, he says that when a person learns Musa, it's no different than learning Gemara. And just like he has to be misamik to understand a Rashba, he has to be misamik to understand a Musa Sefer. And people don't understand that. And they think they approach the Musa, okay, you know, if a person's already learning Musa, which that's already a chiddush, so it's a relaxed time, it's easy, it's not hard, and mimeila doesn't really understand what you're learning bichlal. So that's one thing, is to show to show you how to learn be'etzim, to try and understand a sefer. Most of the classic Musa Sfarim were written by the Rishonim. Just like you have to be Medayik in Aliyas de Rabbeinu Yoyla, you have to be Medayik in Shari Tshuva, Sefer Yosho, Yeshom is being written by Rabbeinu Tam, some people say by a different Rishon. So there's no difference. Chovis HaVavis is written by a very early Rishon. We don't know much about it, but we know it was very, very early. That's one problem. The second problem which we have is, how do you take the ideas, once we've understood the ideas, and make it speak to us, especially in our door, in Tovshin Ayin Zayin, we're surrounded by very different types of Nisyonis than when they wrote these for him. And very often one feels that these Musa Sfarim are talking in terms which are so high, and such high madrigas, that it's all very well, but I have no shaykhus to Bichlal. So the second thing which we're trying to show in this vat is how to be moirid the ideas and bring it into our lives and make it nogea, because sof kol sof, if it's not going to be nogea to us, or it remains philosophy, and from philosophy you're not going to grow bichlal. The whole tachlis of learning Musa is to grow in Avedas Hashem. And the Baisa of Musa Seder is vital. Arei, Torah is supposed to be Almanos La'asos. The way we learn today Gemara, Mi'etz Hashem, Monday night bad, eventually we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. It's not Almanos La'asos. So what makes our learning into Almanos La'asos? a Seida Halacha and a Seida Musa. That means that our Torah is Amanas Lasis. We have to understand how does the morning Seida connect up with a Halacha Seida or a Musa Seida. The Chayyah is two separate things, so my morning Seida is not Amanas Lasis, it's not true. I and Lekabon, we'll talk about that. Our Kompani, we need to make the Musa Seida, at least that has to be Amanas Lasis. And it does not mean, Rabbi Yisai, that when you learn a Sefer Musa, you learn a Seder, half an hour Seder Musa, it does not mean that at the end of it you have to say, okay, what am I now being mekabel? What did I learn? I'm now being mekabel to do this in my life or that in my life. It does not mean that at all. In a halacha seder, you learn halacha, and you're doing something wrong, or you didn't know this halacha exists. You didn't know this. Then about you have to, do what it says. If you didn't realize, you have to make a bracha. You're learning Hilchos Brachos, and you didn't realize you have to make a bracha. So that'll be kind of lahaba. You have to make the bracha. That's halacha seder. Musa seder is a seder halimud. Almanos lasis, but not that you make a Kabbalah. The Limud HaMusa itself is designed to affect a person in a very plenimistic way, and that, with Mirtz Hashem, we will explain much more in the Summer Zman. We will talk in the Monday Night Vadim specifically, spend a few weeks looking at Avodas HaMidas and Limud HaMusa and how it actually works and what Rabbi Sol Salanta was mechadish. Al Kolponim, I'm just explaining what the point of this Vad is. This Vad is that we should learn a Sefer Musa together and try to A, understand it, and B, see how it's nogea to us. We could learn any Sefer Musa, but for various reasons I decided to learn Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. One of the reasons is because Reb Zundel Salanta, who was the Rebbe of Reb Yisrael Salanta, that's one of his claims to fame, but more important, his claim to fame was he was the Iker Talmidim, the Talmid Muvik of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner was the Iker Talmid Muvik of the Vilna Gaon. Reb Zundel asked Reb Chaim which Sifrei Musa he should learn. And he said, all the Sifrei Musa are good, but Mesilas Yesharim should be your Moira Derech, your guide in being Oved. He said it should be Mesilas Yesharim. Lechoira, from that Imra that Reb Chaim said is what projected the Mesilas Yesharim to its position of importance amongst the Sifrei Musa. Many times you ask somebody, which Sifrei Musa do you know? The only one that they know is Mesilas Yesharim. Many times they don't even know that, but Mesilas Yesharim, the famous Sefer Musa. Why is it so choshuv? The emes is, it's quite recent, it's 250 years old, 300 years old. And as I said, the other Sforim were written by Rishonim. It used to be, until the last 100, 150 years, that the most popular Sefer Musa was Orchos Tzadikim. Orchos Tzadikim was reprinted more than any other Sefer. It was a very, very popular Sefer. Today, people don't learn it so much. Sometimes younger people learn it, some people do learn it. It's a very interesting sefer. We don't know who the mechaber was. It's Lichoira Orchus Tzadikim is a likut of earlier Sforim. Lichoira, certainly there is things there which are definitely from earlier Sforim. But I'll call upon him today. Mesilas Yesharim is the Moir Derech. So that's one reason. Here's another reason, which I'll tell you straight out, that we're going to learn in Mirtz Hashem, Perek Aleph, of Mesillas Yesharim, which in it itself is an extremely chashuv limud. It has yisoda yisoidas of life, of everything in Perik Aleph. And that gufa definitely nogea to everybody, and yisoidas which one needs to know and understand and be able to internalize the yisoidas. So therefore it has kama v'kama minus. Now, the idea of the Vad is not to take a line of Mesillas Yesharim and then give a gantz of shmuz, which has not really anything to do with the Sefer. We're trying to learn the inside, and therefore you should bring the Sefer and look at it inside. Itaka, we won't go that fast because there's tremendous diyukim. The Vilna Gaon said about the Mesillas Yesharim, the first 11 prokim, there's not one extra word. I don't know what the extra word he found in the Perek Yud Aleph is, but I'll compare him. That's what he said. So we're not going to get up to Perek Yud Aleph, don't worry about it. I have given Vadim on the whole Sefer, not here in Yeshiva, elsewhere. It took me five years both times to learn the whole Sefer, and now it's Vad every week. But we will get there. But so I'll compare him. Every word is another word. It needs to be understood properly. And then the idea, and then to how does the idea apply to us? The God says in a couple of places that before you learn a Sefer, you should know who the Mechaber is and when he wrote the Sefer. Explains that at the beginning of Sefer Devarim. That's why the Sefer Devarim tells us it was Moshe, Dibbe Moshe, and it was Sof Yomov. To Eina Doiber, a Sefer which somebody wrote when he was younger, to a Sefer when he wrote when he was older. To Eina Doiber, a Sefer written by a Poshtamej, a Sefer written by someone else. So who was this Ramchal? Who was Moshe Chaim Lutzato Be'ezer? So for many people, the only thing you know about Moshe Chaim Lutzato was that he wrote Mesillas Yesharim, and then, okay, he must have been a real Musanik, for many people means he must have been a depressed person, and unhappy, and everything was no good, which anybody who thinks that about Musa, you're just making a very clear statement, you have no idea what Musa is, because Musa is not meant to make a person unhappy, bechlal, pug faket, is supposed to bring emes simcha to a person. So let me explain a little bit who Moshe Chaim Lutzato was. He was at 17, I think he wrote a whole Sefer Nigla on the Rambam, which we don't have. When he was 21, he was already a Rosh Shiva of a yeshiva in Padua, in Italy. It was a very special yeshiva. It was a yeshiva learning Kabbalah. He was the head of the yeshiva. He was probably the youngest person in the whole yeshiva, even though he was the Rosh Yeshiva. It was not poshut to get into such a yeshiva. And we have a list of different kabbalas that the person had to take on. You know, the rules of the yeshiva when he came there, it wasn't not going to town. It was that you had to be mechaved with all your limud, the toivas klal Yisrael, and kol mini kabbalas which are not poshut bichlal. Most of the talmidim, members of the yeshiva, whatever we call them, they were married, most of them. He wasn't married. Most of them were svadim. There was one Ashkenazi. This Ashkenazi was a Talmid of the Levush. This Moshe Chaim Lutzato lived just after Shabtai Tzvi Parsha. Shabtai Tzvi Parsha rocked the whole Jewish world. Shabtai Tzvi claimed that he was a Mashiach, and he brought riots. All the rise he was Mashiach were Alpi Kabbalah, and he was Mefarsim Alpi Kabbalah that he was a Mashiach, and they say that there were Yidden who sold everything that they had and was standing by the waterfront waiting for for the Mashiach to come pick them up, take the Teretz Yisrael. The haflaws is that when the Gdolim were not mekabel that he was Mashiach, but the haflaws says that he couldn't be moicher. The only thing he could do was when they made a mishaberach for the Melech HaMashiach in his shul, he sat down. He couldn't even stop them doing that. Eventually, the Taz, the famous Maisa, sent his son, son-in-law, I think it was, to be Boydik if he really was the Mashiach. And that visit, they franked him up. He, at that point, it was one of the heights of his career. And he had a whole court, a ganze Malchus going on there. And they were very excited that the God Lador had sent Shlichim to be Mekabel, the Mashiach. And they came in, they went out. I'm not sure at which point they actually were mefarsim that he wasn't Mashiach, because it would have been Pikuach Nefesh as soon as he went out and tell all his followers that they decided he's not Mashiach. Why did they decide he's not Mashiach? What did they see that he wasn't Mashiach? Peledik Azach. He was leaning back on his chair. He was sitting like this. And the first halach in Shulchan Aruch, Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit. Zayna Doima, a person, he's Yoshev Levado Bepesa, he's Yoshev Lefei HaMelech. And they said the Melech HaMashiach will Vadai be sitting like this, Tomid Shavisa Hashem Lenegdi Somit. The Melech HaMashiach will always be aware that he's sitting Lefnei Hashem. He won't be sitting Prakdoi, he won't be sitting back like that. So that's what they schlugged up. He's Vadai, not the Mashiach. It's a very interesting Zach. Al Kolponi, there was a Yid, Reb Moshe Chagiz, who led the whole Kadoas against Shabtai Tzvi. And eventually all the blufferai came to be Niskale, and he became Meshumid, and he was put in prison, and then he became Meshumid, he became a Muslim, and the whole thing cracked up. It was oyem and oyem. But one of the reactions to this whole Shabtai Tzvi parsha was people were very against Limud HaKabbalah. You see, when you learn Nigla, things are very clear. I mean, you may think they're not so clear, but sof kol sof, you have to be able to prove everything very clearly, and come out. This is what you should do. Al pi halacha is what you mustn't do. Al pi halacha, things are not mysterious. But Kabbalah, things are not so clear. Bichlal, they're not so cut and dried. I know a certain Jungerman years ago told me, well, there was a whole issue about somebody else with Kabbalah. So he said he worked out a whole shtickle Torah, al pi Kabbalah, why it's also to wear tefillin on Mondays. In other words, you can prove whatever you like in Kabbalah. Kabbalah is very, it's not so concrete, it's not so, and therefore you need a Rebbe, and you need to know what's Emes, and that's why you need to be Mole Shas and Poskim beforehand, so that you don't come out being Soisa Shas and Poskim from Kabbalah. So there were many places that Asad learning Kabbalah, they were very scared of the Limud HaKabbalah. One of the Yekas were very, very taken by Shabtai Tzvi. That's one of the reasons why many Yekas communities, they're very anti any Kabbalistic minhagim, things like that, because they wanted to. Akaporim Nachson to our yeshiva. There they were learning Kabbalah, and have this Kabbalah yeshiva. And this Ashkenazi Talmid wrote a letter to the Levush telling him that he should come to see the Ramchal, because he said he had merited a mensch. First of all, he said he could look at a person and he could tell all the tikkunim that he came into this world for. And he starts describing how he said he's writing a Zoya Tinyana, he's writing a second Zoya, and he says, and he would put his head down, he says, and have all sorts of giluyim, much higher than giluy Elio, he says, giluyim from kol minei high makomos, then suddenly would sit up, would put his head down for, it says, berach reva shah, quarter of an hour, then write, and he would write faster than is humanly possible. And then he would put his head down again, get giluyim, and sit up, all those hachim. And he's urging his Rebbe to come and meet the Ramchal. This letter got out, and people were very scared. There were people who decided, Gavalt, another Shabtai Svi, goodness knows what's going to be with this man. A young fellow, and he's writing a second Zohar, and he's writing this, he's doing that. And they started a big hisnagdus against him. Eventually, there's a sefer called Yerim Moshe with a lot of very interesting letters. It has this letter, and it has lots of letters from the Ramchal, letters back to his Rebbe, and the Rebbe back to him. And then this Rebbe Moshe Chagiz, who led the hisnagdus to the Shatz, to Shabtai Tzvi, he heard about it, he went into battle. Eventually, they closed down his yeshiva, he had to leave Padua. The Haskoma was that he had to bury his ksavim, the Zohar Tinyana. He writes in another place that he's writing a pirush on the Torah, which he's written up to Parshas Miketz, I think it's 1,080 pages. V'ksav yad kotten, it says. I don't know how big the page was, but I'll compare him. Because we don't have any of those things. We do have some of his svarim in Kabbalah. Interestingly enough, one of the svarim he wrote in Kabbalah was to refute Shabtai Svi's tainas in Kabbalah, to show why they're wrong, and to... It's called a Choykevah Mekubel. It's a sefer which he explains the chashivas of Limud HaKabbalah. And there's other svarim. There's quite a few svarim that we do have from him in Kabbalah. Al Kaponim, he came to Amsterdam. In Amsterdam, there were Mekabalim, Kechon Min HaGedoylim, Mamesh, and there was a Yid there who'd written a sefer of Hadrochin Avodas Hashem, and he came to him, and he wanted the askama of the Ramchal. So the Ramchal told him, in passing, "Oh, I also wrote a sefer like that." So he said, "Well, let me see it." So Ramchal showed it to him, and then he said, "Well, so what am I putting up my sefer for? Let me publish the Ramchal's sefer." And that was the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, and that's how that came to be published. He wasn't even intending to publish it, but that's how it came to be published. So the mechaber of this Sefer is somebody who called Roz Leonisle. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. He knew Pnimius Shebe Pnimius. The God said about the Ramchal that he was a link in the Messiah of Kabbalah from the Arizal. He said, the God said that if he would be alive in the time of the God would walk on foot to the other end of the world to learn by him. And the God was not interested in learning by many people. The last Rebbe that the God had was when he was six. He learned by the Pnei Moshe, who wrote on the Pirush on the Yerushalmi. He learned by him for six months, and then he decided he's got nothing to teach him. From then on, he didn't have a Rebbe. So the God finished Shas, they say, when he was three. So we're talking about, something very interesting. If he would have gone to learn by the Ramchal, you can imagine what that means. There's an interesting letter which you can find in the Hakdom of another Sefer the Ramchal wrote, Das Tvunus. Das Tvunus is a Sefer about Emunah. Very choshev a sefer. It's not an easy sefer to learn. Eventually, you need to learn it. If you don't know Das Tvunus, then you're missing a lot of your sodas of Yiddishkeit. But Al Kaponim, in the Hakdom, the Reb Chaim Friedlander, Tzadik Yivracha, put out a Das Tvunus. It's like more or less the standard copy of the Das Tvunus today. and he has there a letter which tells over a ma'isa that Reb Chaim Veloshin was by the God, and the God said to him that all of Kisvei Ha'ari, everything that we have from the Ari, is all a mashal. It's not meant to be taken literally. That's part of the difficulty of this whole of Kabbalah. It's all a mashal, and you have to understand the nimshal. And the God said that he was mesupik if Reb Chaim Vital understood the nimshal. Now Reb Chaim Vital was the Talmid of the Ari. Reb Chaim Vital was the one who actually wrote what's called Kisvei Ha'ari. Reb Chaim Vital was the only one who got reshus from the Ari to write anything. There were other people who wrote things, Talmidim of the Ari who wrote later on, but they don't have the same chashivas. So Reb Chaim Vital was the only one who had reshus from the Ari to write. And he wrote what's called the Kisvei Ari. And the God said he's mesupik if Reb Chaim Vital understood the nimshal. In other words, you can write the whole thing Kisvei Ari and learn the whole Kisvei Ari, and it's shaykh. You don't understand bichlal what you're talking about. It's all a mashal, and you don't understand bichlal what it's really referring to. So Reb Chaim, but then the God said, but there's one place you can see that he did understand the nimshal. So Reb Chaim Veloshner said, is it this place? And the God nodded his head. And the Reb Chaim said, it was Samev Simcha Tzuma. He chapped where Reb Chaim Veloshner gives it away that he actually understood the nimshal. Now, what does that mean, Rabbi Yisrael? It means that they hid what they're really talking about the whole time. And Reb Chaim Vital also hid it all. And there's only one place that you can actually see they really understood what it's all about. And the God understood it, obviously, the nimshal, and vice versa, Reb Chaim Veloshner also understood the nimshal because he knew where it's given away. Abba Kubel once said to me that all Soidus HaKabbalah are in Pirush Rashi Ala Chumash. Some of the grammatical Rashis, which are the ones which people try to skip over because they don't understand what they're always talking about. He says, there are moments in Soidus Atzumas and those things. So, you know, we're talking about things which are hidden. It's Chochmas Anista. Things are hidden away. It's Soid. So, Rashi wrote his Pirush. It's the Pirush Amiti on the Torah. And there's Merumas, all these Yesoidus and all these Zachen. So, the Ramchal, I mentioned like that. So the God said, "Ivadai understood the Nimshal. He was part of the Mesorah." The Ramchal actually, in another letter, writes that he was not Megale anything that the Ari didn't know. They don't say he was Mechadish anything that there which was their whole attack on him. He was not mechadish anything the Ari didn't know, but he was given reshus min hashamayim to be megale things which the Ari wasn't given reshus to be megale. Vaistois, we weren't zoiche to that grace of reshus because we don't have a lot of his ksavim. We don't have the zayat inyan. We don't have his pirush on chumish. We don't have that. So the Zohar wasn't zoiche to everything. Al kolponim, when a zammensch writes a sefer, albeit in nigla, and a sefer of Hadroch in Avodas Hashem, you can be certain that everything there is definitely Moisgalden, Alpi, Kabbalah. The God said about his Pirush in Mishlei. The Pirush in Mishlei is Nigla Pirush. It's not so easy, but it's not Kabbalah. A few little bits go into Kabbalah, but most of it is completely Nigla Pirush. The God said that he was Boidek every Pasuk that he's mefarish there is emes al pi pshat remes drush and soid. There's only one Torah, and there's just levels of the Torah. So the levels, the pshat is what we're learning, and nigla is what we learn, and then you can go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the Torah. And soid Kabbalah is the depth, a much deeper level of understanding the same thing as pshutoy. That's why that Shtikul Torah that Avreich wrote worked out about that why it's also to wear tefillin on Mondays is vaday rubbish, because we know al pi halacha you're mechuyev to wear tefillin on Mondays. So therefore, you can't there can't be a steerer between Kabbalah and Nigla. To the God says in Mishlei he wrote everything is like that. So as soon as you show him zicha. Has an oimik and oimik and oimik. Not that we're going to get anywhere near that. We're not going to scratch the surface to that. Somebody put out hashuas of things in Mesiras Yesharim to things which the Ramchal wrote in Nisnadik and places. The different hashuas. Just very quickly, I want to tell you one other very interesting fact before we go to Dambarim, and that is, about 20 years ago, they discovered Ksav Yad Kodshoi of the Ramchal, in the Leningrad Library, of a whole sefer, which was written by the Ramchal himself, Ksav Yad Kodshoi, which is kimat identical to the Mesiras Yesharim, but it's done in a question and answer form. That's a way which they wrote Svarim. Das Tunis, he wrote like that. Other Svarim, different people, the Kuzri wrote like that. It's a conversation between a Chochem and a Chosid. When the Chochem comes and he's a big Chochem, he knows all the Torah, and he learns a lot, and etc., but he was never Oisik in what we call Musa. There he calls Chochem Sayira. And there's a whole conversation. He meets this Chosid, and this Chosid has been Oisik, they were old friends, and then he hasn't seen him for a long time, and this Chosid has been Oisik in Chasidus, the Ainu, real Chasidus, not what people talk today, Chasidus, it was, Avoidus Hashem Betaroso, Avoidus Hayiro, and he's has a whole conversation, what's it all about, what you've been doing, etc., and it all develops, and through the answers of the Chosid, basically that is the Sefer Mesiras Yesharim. Many parts of the Chosid are word for word what's written in the Mesiras Yesharim, but it's in other words, it's the Sefer Mesiras Yesharim. At the beginning, it's slightly different. So the Perik Aleph and the Hakdama are a different order a bit, with questions and answers, but it goes throughout the whole Sefer with questions and answers, and it's the Sefer Mesiras Yesharim. Baistois, that Lechoira was the original way that the Ramchal wrote the Sefer, and it seems that he rewrote it in the form that we have, the classical Mesiras Yesharim, which is not questions and answers. I think Lanius Daiti, the reason why he rewrote it was because when you learn, it's called the Vikuach, they call it the discussion, that's what they gave the name to the thing they found. I think the vort is that when you learn that sefer, you're like a third party listening to this interesting conversation between these two people, but it's not talking to you, so it's not really a sefer musa. It's not talking to you, so he rewrote it, and that's clear that the sefer in many places in Mesiras Yesharim, he's talking to the reader. He addresses you as the reader, so it could be that that's why he redid it. Now, for some people, if you want to learn the Mesiras Yesharim yourselves, which is definitely you should, I highly recommend to learn the Vikuach, certainly the first part of the Vikuach, because there's lots and lots of things which you don't chap bechlal, but because the Chochem asks a kasha, and then this shtickle is an answer to that kasha, you chap what he's saying much more. There's one whole shtickle which I never understood correctly until I saw the Vikuach, a whole different pshat. It's Hashem Perigalov, I'll tell you when we get there. But it makes it perhaps for today's yeshiva bachur, they're not so interested in Musa and everything else. The way the Chochem talks about him is he's not really like today's yeshiva bachur because he knows a lot. But he's a person who's sitting and learning and has never Oisik in Musa. But in that aspect, that he's a person sitting and learning, wasn't Oisik in Musa, and he has all these questions, and they're being answered, and it could be that that's a big, maybe that's why the Rebbe was Megale this Ksav Yad in our Torah. It's Mavish Ksav Yad Kodshei of the Ramchal. We don't have the classic Mesiras Yesharim Ksav Yad Kodshei. We have Tfus Rishon, the first Tfus of it. We don't have the Ksav Yad. Al Kol Ponim, It's an extremely interesting sefer. Bez Hashem, in the coming weeks, so we'll try and learn a bit of Perek Aleph and see what we can get out of it.